Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Elanor Retail Property Fund results presentation. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session. At which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Monday, 18th of February, 2019. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, CEO of Elanor, Glenn Willis. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Welcome, everybody, to this results presentation for Elanor Retail Property Fund for the first half of this financial year for the period ending 31 December 2018. With me today, I have Michael Balliver, who's Joint Head of Real Estate for Elanor Investors Group and the Fund Manager for the Elanor Retail Property Fund. I have Paul Sevier, COO of Elanor Investors Group, and Simon Simmons, CFO of Elanor Investors Group. We look forward to taking questions at the end. In this presentation today, we will provide an overview of the results for the fund for the period, and we look forward to also discussing updating on the strategy of the fund and providing a strategic update. Firstly, in terms of the results for the period, core earnings, whilst being down 9.6%, we note here on slide four that that's substantially due to the Tweed Moor repositioning. As you all know, Aldi is being is now a major tenant at Tweed Moor, replacing substantially the Lincraft space, and we're very positive for the prospect of that asset with that major leasing initiative. Also, we've required to accrue a performance fee, and we'll discuss that a bit later. A performance fee due to the manager and the investors group for the period from listing to 31 December 2018. We believe more relevantly, there's close to a 3% increase in comparative core earnings when you adjust for those two adjustments. And that 3% increase results in comparative core earnings of $7.2 million for the period. NTA at 146 is down 2.7% due to the Manning Mall revaluation, offset somewhat by other valuations improvements. And Michael will discuss what the prospects are for Manning Mall, particularly having Target renew for 5 years. That provides a good base to improve the operational and strategic fortunes for that asset. Gearing is at 38%, and as we state here on slide four, we're pleased that having increased the average debt maturity to 3.3 years from 2.1 years as at June 2018, that obviously improves the average tenor of the debt for the fund, and the weighted average cost of debt at 4% is maintained. And as we say, their gearing's within the ERS target range. So before I hand over to Michael to review the execution of the strategic initiatives at the assets within the retail property fund, I'd like to say that I'm pleased with the progress that's been made on the initiatives, the key initiatives at the assets within that fund, particularly the progress that's maybe made at Tweed Moor and Auburn Central. And that progress, I believe, positions us well to grow NTA for Elanor Retail Property Fund. At that juncture, Michael, I hand it over to you.
Thanks, Glenn. Welcome, everybody. We have made some substantial progress on our key initiatives across most of the assets, but particularly our two largest assets in Auburn Central and Tweed Moor. Turning our attention to Auburn Central, we have completed the sale of the non-podium strata tenancies, which commenced earlier, and we realised a total proceeds of $21.8 million, successfully completing that repositioning of that asset to, you know, bringing it back to a core asset, which is a Woolworths and a Big W anchored shopping center. The remaining significant opportunity at Auburn Central that's immediately to hand is the repositioning of the discount department store space. We've progressed discussions positively with both the discount department store and a replacement non-discretionary anchor retailer, and we anticipate that we will be able to execute that over the near term, and will drive very strong value appreciation for that asset. Part of the repositioning of the discount department store space at Auburn Central, we've also acquired an adjoining property that provides significant flexibility to subdivide the space and provide servicing of a very large 7,000 square meter retail tenancy from two sides of the tenancy rather than necessarily just for one side. That will allow us to effectively subdivide the space and service it much more efficiently and effectively, and will result in much stronger interest from replacement tenants as well. That asset was acquired for $2.5 million and was settled in January of this year, and we think that's a very important strategic acquisition as part of our repositioning of the DDS space at Auburn Central. Turning our attention to Tweed Mall, as we announced in our June results, we've signed a agreement for lease with Aldi for a 15-year term with 2 5-year options. A very positive outcome for the centre, repositioning a poorly performing non-discretionary based mini-major tenant with a non-discretionary anchor, which will drive significantly increased sales and footfall. The introduction of the Aldi tenancy commenced construction in September. The total cost of that project will be in the order of $7 million. We expect to hand over to Aldi in April of this year, and with them expecting to open July or August as well, following their completion of their fit-out. The introduction of Aldi has also provided a very strong catalyst in our specialty leasing initiatives, and the majority of the Northern Mall has now been secured with strong interest from, again, non-discretionary focused retailers, and that will, post-opening, will ripple through the rest of the centre as well, we believe. So, again, we expect that to generate strong sales immediately, but also particularly specialty anchor, especially retailers' sales on a rate per square metre basis. Their productivity should increase as well with the increased footfall within the mall, which is currently a weakness in the centre. The other key initiative that we've been working with since securing Aldi is continuing on our progress for repositioning not just the retail but also the entire site into a mixed-use scheme, taking advantage of the very favourable planning regime that we have. For those who don't may not recall, the site is a 5-hectare site with a 4-to-1 floor space ratio and a 50-metre height limit, providing very significant alternative use potential onto the site in addition to the strong retail offering that currently exists. We've progressed our master planning and our staging as well, and we've appointed a consulting team to start to prepare a development approval for the master plan and the stage 1 DA, and we expect to lodge that sometime later this year. The other key initiative as part of that opportunity is to seek development partners who could work with us to develop those alternative uses, and we've commenced discussions for the stage 1 opportunity for the proposed alternative uses that meet the market in that location. Also pleasing is that we've invested significantly in enhancing our development and asset management capability and depth to assist us in executing the value add initiatives at these assets and others within our portfolio as well. Turning over to the next page, I guess the critical, the very important initiatives for us is always to manage our major anchor tenant leasing, and pleased to have successfully concluded, as Glenn mentioned earlier, the renewal for 5 years of the Target lease at Manning Mall at a capped occupancy cost of 7% of sales. That transaction secures an anchor tenant at the centre. We did look at other alternatives for the space and concluded that this was the best outcome for the asset because it secured the future cash flows of the centre and also extended the WALE and provides us with the opportunity to progress other repositioning strategies at the asset as well. Securing that anchor tenant for a longer period also assisted in improving the cap rate from 7.25% to 6.88%. So that was a very pleasing result, which was concluded in November of this year. As we mentioned earlier, secured Aldi at Tweed, and construction is progressing well with strong special leasing interest and strong sales and traffic forecast upon opening in July, August of this year. In addition to obviously the two largest assets, there are opportunities across the rest of the portfolio. As we've outlined in previous presentations, they all continue to progress well. They are more sort of operationally focused rather than necessarily being the significant strategic initiatives that that Auburn Central and Tweed Wall represent. But in short, continuing to work with our supermarket anchor at Manning Mall to allow us to introduce a fast food mini major is an important initiative that we'll continue to pursue, and those negotiations will continue. Gladstone Square, we've had very pleasing results there in the sales context. Last quarter is up about 7.5% for the supermarket anchor, and that should augur well for us to continue to see positive leasing interest. That market appears to be improving, as is most of central Queensland. There seems to be a bit more investment activity, which will assist in the performance of our assets in Gladstone and Moranbah as well. Glorchy, we continue to consider that as a divestment asset, and Northway Plaza, we continue to negotiate with council on the opportunity to develop the pad sites and into some alternative uses there that are appropriate for those locations. Turning to page 9 now of the presentation and running through the ERA strategy. In essence, the strategy for the fund has not changed since listing in 2016. It continues to be focused on buying non-discretionary, investing in non-discretionary focused shopping centres, which represent repositioning opportunities. I guess allowing us to apply our active asset management to really drive returns for investors, particularly focused on ensuring that we drive strong NTA growth whilst providing a very strong distribution, cash flow from distributions as well. We'll speak a little bit earlier on, but we're seeing that the market will provide further opportunities to continue to progress that strategy. Turning to page 10, just reviewing out the fund's portfolio. And I guess running on from, I guess, earlier on the presentation, we're seeing that the portfolio really divided into two. 60% of the assets represented by Auburn Central and Tweedmoor represent very significant strategic opportunities for repositioning, reintroducing or introducing alternative uses or even retail right-sizing, and really actively seeking to add significant upside opportunity from those repositioning initiatives. And the balance of the portfolio, representing 42% of the assets, continue to obviously provide strong cash flow from their non-discretionary retail-focused tenancy mixes, and will continue always to provide sort of operational opportunities from ongoing leasing and minor development opportunities, but really seeing the portfolio in two different lights. But in short, we're seeing additional opportunities for further investments in shopping centres, given the current market outlook, presenting pretty high value-add opportunities, allowing us to apply our active asset management capabilities and experience to really drive NTA growth for the fund. And as I mentioned earlier, we've got a strong capability, and we've continued to build on that capability to really drive those investment returns, initially by identifying assets that have been either undermanaged or present an opportunity for repositioning, and either by retail repositioning or seeking to reposition those assets where the opportunity is appropriate for alternative uses, again, always with the focus of driving value for investors, particularly focused on NTA growth. From there, I'll hand over to Glenn.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. We continue to look at the portfolio. We continue, as we noted just here, that in reviewing the portfolio, it does consist of strong value-add assets and strong cash-generating assets underpinned by non-discretionary retailers. We can continue to look at the portfolio and assess it in light of our overarching ambition to build a low-risk retail REIT with significant NTA value upside. Against that background, we observe that the market is presenting high investment quality opportunities, particularly in the value-add assets, as Michael indicated, in where there are assets in growth corridors of capital cities, retail assets in growth corridors of capital cities that have significant value upside by being able to either repurpose the retail or repurpose the real estate. In light of that, and in light of our ambitions for the fund, and importantly, as a result of the capabilities that the team has, that Michael and his team have, and the experience they have in taking significant retail assets and right sizing the retail again, and determining the appropriate use of the real estate. Against that background, we do see strong opportunities for ERF to participate in that value upside opportunity. So we're in the progress of reviewing the portfolio and the capital management of that portfolio, assessing the prevailing market opportunities, and against our abilities and capabilities and experience and being able to derive value out of the prevailing market opportunities, and then in that light, we look to provide in the short term an update as to how we believe portfolio can be positioned to deliver a significant NTA value upside for investors. I'll hand over to Paul on that note, or Michael, maybe Michael can talk about the actual details of the portfolio.
Thanks, Greg. Just turning to page 13 of the presentation, really the portfolio composition hasn't really changed since June. nor has the composition and the WALE, other than to highlight the fact that we've have extended the WALE both at Tweed Mall with the Aldi deal and Manning Mall with the Target renewal as well. The Aldi introduction of Aldi at Tweed Mall has extended the WALE there from 3.5 years to 4.3 years, and the Target renewal extended the WALE for that asset from 3 years to 4 years. So again, significantly positive and reflected obviously in valuations as well. So turning to page 16, just running through the portfolio valuation update. We've completed independent valuations of four assets in the period, being Manning Mall, Northway Plaza, Gladstone Square and Moorabbin Fair. In short, confirmed, I guess, our current valuations except for Manning Mall, which as a result of the new deal with Target has resulted in a reduction of the value of that asset, offset by swings and roundabouts on the others. Important to note that the Tweed Mall increase is mainly as a result of CapEx to date on the Aldi repositioning project. Moving to page 17, so our weighted average cap rate for the portfolio has been maintained at 6.8%. Interestingly, the weighted average cap rate for the centres, excluding the assets with significant repositioning and development opportunities, being Auburn and Tweed, is 7.5%, which obviously compares very favourably to the marketplace. Turning to page 18 and 19, really to highlight there that that we've extended the tenure on the Target lease, and so that was an issue that was highlighted in the previous half, and so that lease expiry now is in the FY24 plus period. We don't have any major lease expiries now until FY21. And we have strategies to deal with all of those ahead of time as part of our repositioning asset, of our assets. In terms of sales performance, generally positive results, particularly across our supermarkets. The only one to highlight there is Northway Plaza, which is down 5.5%. That's reflecting the full impact of new Aldi that's come into the market as competition. The rest of the our supermarket portfolio continues to trade strongly and positively. And also, you can see Auburn Central continues to trade well, particularly from us benefiting from our specialty repositioning, which was completed just over 2 years ago now. And Gladstone Square, as I mentioned earlier, last quarter was very strong, that's 2018, but not seeing the benefit of that at this stage through the especially tenants in the south. My apologies. At that note, and timely, I'll just hand over to Paul to continue on.
Thank you, Michael. Turning to page 22, the profit loss for the period shows both net reported result and also the adjustments to core earnings. The adjustments relate to typical non-cash items and result in a core earnings of $3 million for the period. As Glenn has mentioned before, this result includes an accrual of a $600,000 performance fee to the manager, and that relates to the period from listing in November 16 through to 31 December 18. Reflecting the terms of that fee, which relate to the improvement in the net asset value and the distributions distributed since listing. The balance sheet remains strongly positioned. The net asset value per security and the tangible assets per security are $1.46, and the gearing has reduced slightly to 38%. In respect of net assets, Michael's mentioned, that Manning Mall is the only asset where there was a reduction in value, and that was partially offset by improvements in value in the other assets. Importantly, in relation to debt and capital management, during the period we've refinanced $46.8 million of our debt facilities, and they have been refinanced for a five-year term. That has increased the average debt facility maturity to 3.3 years at the end of the period, compared to 2.1 years at the 30th of June 18, and that's been achieved without any increase in the weighted average cost of debt, which sits at 4%. I'll pass back to Glenn to comment on the outlook for the fund.
Thanks, Paul, and thank you, Michael, for soldiering on. Just to finish off, we do firmly believe that ERF is well positioned to enhance value for security holders. We're very positive about the initiatives that are in train at present, particularly in our two largest assets. Positive about the ability to grow NTA for the fund upon the completion of those two key strategic initiatives for the assets in the fund at present. We're also very positive about the opportunities that that prevail in the marketplace at the moment for, as I mentioned before, retail investments in growth corridors or capital cities that have the potential to generate value for particularly our team, who has a strong experience and strong capability in extracting value in non-performing retail centres that need to be either purposed correctly in terms of the retail, and right-sized in terms of the retail, or have the potential to utilise the real estate more effectively, and indeed looking to exploit those opportunities that the current market presents is front of mind for the team, and certainly front of mind for the as we review the portfolio, the capital management of ERF, and most importantly our striving to grow value for that fund. So on that against that, we'd like to thank you all for your support of the Elanor Retail Property Fund. We are very positive about the prospects for the fund, and we look forward to executing on those and reporting on those going forward. Again, thank you for your support, and we look forward to taking questions from now. So I'll hand it over to the operator.
Thank you, Glenn. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel a request, please press the pound or hash key. Your first question comes from Edward Day from Moelis. Please ask a question.
Morning, team. Just a couple of quick questions. Firstly, with the DA for Tweed, could you just outline what stage one involves?
Stage one will involve a little bit sensitive, but it'll involve three towers on the site in two separate locations.
Okay, so that's really the major development for the site in stage one.
That's it, correct.
Yeah.
It'll also include repositioning the retail as well.
Okay, yep. Yeah. Okay. And then also just on the strategic review and the capital management, I respect you might not be able to say too much about this, but clearly given where gearing is and the way you've broken the portfolio up today, is it fair to say you're looking to sell some or all of the core asset bucket?
Ed, you'd appreciate we can't answer that question directly at the moment. Suffice to say that the strategic review is taking into consideration the portfolio composition, how we drive NTA value the hardest for the portfolio, and obviously the capital management outcome of that review will be it will be well and truly considered in light of the appropriate gearing for the fund.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't want to get into sort of, because we're still reviewing it, I don't want to get into details at this juncture.
Sure. Are there specific opportunities you're looking at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And just finally, back on Tweed, the supermarket sales there were down slightly. Is that just the impact of the construction of all the works associated with Audi?
In part, yes. That's right. So, and also Tweed Cities continues to their redevelopment was completed just over a year and a half ago now. So obviously, I think it's the tail end of that impact as well.
Okay, great. Thanks. That's all.
And just on that note, we expect upon the opening of Audi and also the accompanying specialties, we expect the performance of that whole centre to improve markedly.
Yeah.
And as we state in the in page 5, that Audi is forecast to generate a 10% increase in total centre sales.
That's just Audi.
Just Audi, yeah.
That's Audi's introduction will generate 10%, and both supermarkets will benefit from Audi being there as well, so that'll drive further, and then that'll also drive the foot traffic into the mall, will also drive footfall, which will drive specialty sales as well.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. There are no further questions. At this time, I'd like to hand the conference back to Glenn. Please continue.
Thank you, and thank you for joining this call this morning. Thank you for your support of Elanor Retail Property Fund. We look forward to providing further updates in due course, and most importantly, we look forward to providing strong growth in value for this fund going forward. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.